Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The left fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Joe Collins. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tommy Byrne. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. And now, play ball. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is hit by the pitch. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Cux now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards second. McDougald scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec misplays the ball. That's an error on Quebec. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-1 in the game. Cux bunts towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0-for-2 in the game. Quebec hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene bunts towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bowling moves to third. Boone moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McDougald fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Slaughter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-2 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berra moves to third. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0 for 3 in the game. Quebec hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantle moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Cux covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McDougald fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene misplays the ball. That's an error on Keene. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.